qualified men, men with better pedigree, men with sharper instruments, men who had the infrastructure and the network for the demolition, and still left without a single visible dent. I noticed something early, the ones who hate the loudest are the ones who check my trajectory and couldn't reconcile it with the story they were telling about what men like me deserve. So they chose the only narrative that pride could still inhabit. Your hatred is a confession dressed in the wrong vocabulary. It says I watched you climbing, couldn't find the floor to justify the ceiling. It says I needed you to fail, and when you didn't, I had nowhere left to put the architecture of my own inadequacy. So I put it here and this. Hate me, I don't require your approval for the altitude. Hate me, your disapproval is a compass, not a wound. Every time you sharpen your resentment into something aimed at me, you would just confirm me I was somewhere worth the ammunition. Hate me, I've been standing in the fire of it for years. Hate me, and watch how well the fire. I used to flinch at it, the whisper campaign, the subtle undermining, the room that shifted temperature when someone mentioned me, the colleagues with the calibrated smiles and the private annotations, the handshake that communicated everything except sincerity. Outgrew the flinch the way a man outgrows a cold he wore at 20. Not because the cold stopped coming, the cold never stops coming, but because I learned to generate sufficient heat internally that the temperature outside became a minor atmospheric detail. They'll tell you I'm abrasive, that I'm arrogant, ungenerous, that I carry too much certainty for someone from my coordinates. I'll tell you I'm the sum of every morning I chose forward over comfortable and familiar. And the sedative of low expectation is the honest part, the part I don't perform. Some of the hatred landed, not all of it defected, not all of it dissolved in the confidence I projected. Some nights I carried it to bed like an uninvited tenant who wouldn't pay but wouldn't leave. Some mornings it was the first thing at the threshold, and I won't pretend that never cost me something. But here's what I learned in the seasons when it was heavy, is the hatred never came from people who were better than me. It always, without exception, came from people who were watching me from a place they wish they weren't. And that knowledge didn't make it lighter, but it made it legible and legible. I can carry indefinitely, so hate me with everything you've been cultivating. I'll be here uninterrupted, unrevised, unconstricted by the weight of your assessment building. In the exact direction your hatred told me not to go, and when you see what gets built there in the territory your resentment was supposed to make uninhabitable, I want you to know I thought of you every single day. I laid the foundation, not with bitterness, not with gratitude, exactly with the quiet functional acknowledgement of a man who found a way to use everything, even this, especially this.